Dakota officials attribute last month's flammable gas leak to an incorrect gasket which failed after 3 months of operation. The portion of the plant where the leak occurred has been closed since the event while investigations continue. Larry Lambert of Delaware Concerned Residents for Environmental Justice has family that lives near the Dakota plant. He criticized emergency management officials' communication during the event, which consisted of reverse 911 calls, less than half of which reached their targets.
You were struggling with getting the information out to more residents because enough people didn't register their phone numbers. When an Amber Alert goes out, it hits my cell phone, it hits all of our cell phones.
Some residents said the part of the plant where the leak happened should not be allowed to reopen. Bill Dunn of the Newcastle County Civic League argues it should never have been permitted near residences and the bridge.
Ethylene oxide is explosive. If it ignites, it's like a bomb.
DENREC Secretary Sean Garvin says the agency cannot revoke a permit as long as the operation still meets requirements. Sophia Schmidt, Delaware Public Media.